What's that?
Okay, we just started our live feed this morning. Welcome to all to church. Since the typhoon has come over Hong Kong, we cannot go out, but we can come to you this morning. So we want to have a time in the Lord, a fellowship, visiting your home through the live feed this morning. We are blessed. We are in our home, and we are dry. We have neighbors with us. The Ibombos came to bless us and lead us in some songs. And we are going to just have a time of prayer before we worship together. So come with us in the presence of the Lord this morning, wherever you are. Some of you may be at church. Some of you may be outside of Hong Kong and other countries, and you will be participating to this live show this morning. So we want to remember all of our friends and people in the Philippines,
yes,
who just had it so much harder, flooding and emergency centers. So we want to remember them in our prayer this morning. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that in spite of this big super typhoon, you give us peace. You are faithful, O Lord. And thank you for what you are doing in our lives. Today is the day of the Lord. We cannot make it to a church gathering together, but we can still come to you, Lord. You are faithful. And we want to praise you.
Yes.
And we want to dedicate this day to you. This is really the day that you have made. Rain, storms, or sunny day doesn't make a difference. You are the Creator. You are our Savior, and we want to praise you. And Lord, we remember all of our friends and the people of the Philippines this morning who are in the rain and trying to survive, some of them trying to repair others. And Lord, we ask you to enable them to find shelter, to find peace, and to quickly recover their life. When we thank you this morning, we dedicate ourselves in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So will you sing with us this morning?
How great is our God?
our God.
We will sing again at the end of this time together. So we see that you are watching with us on the live feed. So send us some comments. Already some of you are interacting with us, so that we will feel that we are in a fellowship, even though we are separated in locations, that we are together in heart. Where two or three are gathered in His name, Jesus is in our midst. It's kind of a strange way, it's a strange feeling for me to stand in front of my phone this morning to talk to you, and maybe for you to watch. But it's also an exciting time. And again, I want to say thank you, Lord, for keeping us safe here.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So this morning, we have a message for you. It will not be as long and elaborate, but it will be a message of encouragement. It is actually a message that I have prepared for the anniversary, because, in fact, today was supposed to be our anniversary, and because of the Mangkhut typhoon, everything, all of our activities are moved on next week. So next week, we will be having an anniversary service. Pastor Jennifer and I, we have a lineup all made of all the activities, whether it was going to be this week or next week. So Again, for those of you who just join us a bit later through this live feed, because of the Mangut typhoon, we cannot meet at church, but we can bring church to you wherever you are. So welcome to Lighthouse. Welcome to church. This is church. This is a bit different, but this is church. Jesus is with us.
Amen.
We just praise the Lord. We had a good time, and we will sing more. So that's wonderful. So let's go to the message this morning. This is actually the title that you can see on the screen here. The title has disappeared, but it's Aim Higher. I don't know where the title is. It's supposed to be there. As you can see, this eye jumper and is successful jumping high. So this is my anniversary message, because I was supposed to speak on the day of the anniversary. But in fact, since the anniversary is moved to the following week, so you will have at least my participation, because Bridget and I are flying to Canada this week to be part of our home church 80th anniversary this coming weekend. So we will not be here for the actual anniversary of Lighthouse. So today will be some sorts of our message with you. So as we look at this amazing picture this morning, we can ask ourselves, why do high jumpers always seek to jump higher? They always train. And actually, I've just read quite a lot this week on this particular sport here, and the very unusual training they do, the skills they must practice. They must count their step. They must focus. They must remember. They must train, repeat, focus, remember, train, focus, remember, so that each step leads them to the last jump, so that they will be able to go up. So for us, how important is to aim high? Is aim high something that is important for us? Yes, it is, because it is God's mandate. It is a biblical mandate for us to jump high, to be ready to run and to compete and to make it to the end. Because God really wants us to look at the prize. Keep that in mind to motivate us. So if we look at the next slide here, we will have some of the scriptures there. I don't know what happened in my slides. It's kind of a bit confused here. Let me do something quickly, because I think I've changed the design of the slide for the songs, and it has messed up some other part of the... It changed the whole things of the presentation. Yeah. So can you see it well there?
Yes.
Maybe the fonts are displayed a bit unusually, but it's there.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, let's go back to our presentation here. So we see that scriptures that Paul is giving us in Philippians chapter 3, verse 12, not that I have already attained or have already become perfect, but I press on to win that which Jesus Christ has already won for me. So we can see that verse is actually have a verse 13 and 14. Let me read it to you. Brothers and sisters, I cannot consider myself a winner yet, but one thing I do, I don't look back. I lengthen my stride, and I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. What a wonderful scriptures. Paul, through these scriptures, is telling us exactly what his goal is. It's clear. He wants to know Christ. He wants to be like Christ. And for that, he decided in his life that he's going to do his very best to run, to strive, to aim higher, and to keep a focus on the life ahead. He's going to run. This is his goal, and he will put all of his energy. Let me ask you this morning, what is your life goal? how much are you preoccupied with Paul's goal in his life, the heavenly prize, to the heavenly call of God? How much are we concerned by that? How much are we focusing, preparing, investing, living our material life in view of our coming to Jesus, to be with Jesus for everything that he has done? Paul is setting an example for us. And you and I, we should not allow anything to distract us or take our eyes away from that goal, knowing Christ. And Paul is really with a single-mindedness, just like an athlete, telling us how he's going to live his life in view of that goal. He keeps this goal in mind, and he is really going forward with his life. He's telling us that he is not holding back. So, I don't know if you see this slide very well. I think it's not really clear. But the text on the above, it says, she didn't jump very high. Actually, you can see this is a pole vaulting high jump, but she is not. But if you look here, you will understand why. Because this lady, her name is Aria Ottmuller, she is a high school junior. She just began vaulting only 5 weeks ago, and she is blind. So the reason why she is not jumping higher is just she just has 5 weeks practice. When she runs, she doesn't see where she is running. So that they have given her special glasses, and with a little eyesight, she can see only the side. She has memorized all the number of steps. She has practiced, and that she can go over. The next slide that you will see here, the text is not very clear, but the name, if you look at closely at this athlete, observe his body, and you will see that something unusual on his body. He has only one natural leg and the prosthesis on the right side. His name is Sam Gru. I'm not sure to pronounce his name properly. He was in seventh grade. He was an athlete in school. He was competing in all sorts of sports. And then he started to have a big pain just up of his knees. And they thought maybe something is broken or some muscle strain and everything. So he had a bone cancer just eating through his knee and all of this. So you can imagine this young man in seventh grade who loves sports, who already won many prizes, participates like has won awards in sport like running, football, everything, basketball. And now he's going to spend like 2 years, 21 chemos, and going through a long time, you know. So, but you see him here winning the Paralympic, jumping the highest in that class of athletes. And that tells us something about us and something about our past. Like Paul says, I'm forgetting what is behind. The traumatism that we have experienced, the negative experience of our life, the hurts, the evil things that happen to us, but also the things that we regret from our past, the things that we messed up. I think if we want to be honest this morning, we'll realize that we all have something that we regret, something that we wish we would not have said, done, something that we would do certainly differently. And Paul again is giving us this super advice this morning, encouragement. Don't look back. Don't look behind. Don't waste your time. Don't stop crying. Stop complaining on how life has been unfair to you. And just strive. Just move on. Just walk ahead. Don't look back. Don't look back. Forget what is behind. Reach out for the things ahead. Don't dwell on your past. Instead, strive to know God. Strive to run the race that God has set before us. Run with God. Concentrate on your relationship with God. That's what Paul is telling us in this awesome text this morning. Also, one thing we need to realize this morning, in Christ, we can let go of the past guilt. We have this right, we have this privilege. We have been forgiven. There is no condemnation. There is no reason why we should look to the back, to our back, to behind. We should just reach out to what is ahead because we are in Christ. We should reach out to what God wants us to become. The will of God, the wish of God for our life. That's what I'm interested in, and I'm sure you are. So don't look back. Reach out for the things ahead. Don't dwell on your past. Look forward, because there is a more full and meaningful life because of our hope in Christ. If we look at the next slide here, we will see some expressions of these scriptures looking, because I've been looking at different Bible versions. Don't look back. Forgetting what is behind. Reaching out. Straining forward. Do my best to reach. Try as hard as I can to reach the goal, the finish line. And these are wonderful exhortations. If you look at this, at least the expression for aim higher, you will see another set of wonderful texts. I press on to reach the end. I keep pursuing the goal to win the prize. I run straight toward the goal. I keep running hard toward the finish line. That is the things that we want to concentrate on this morning. Paul says, not that I have already attained. You and I, we have not attained that goal yet. But we have something in mind. We have something in mind. We are going to strive. We are going to do our best this morning. I was reading a commentary on that text this week, and the commentator was saying, sadly, many Christians cultivate the attitude that they've already attained. It's like, I've been saved, I'm okay. But in fact, we have many exhortations. One of them is from Mr. Spurgeon. I want to read to you this morning. But while the work of Christ for us is perfect, what Christ has done makes us perfect in our standing as it comes for standing right in God's presence. But he keeps on adding to that. He says, we cannot add to it. The work of Christ is complete. But the work of the Holy Spirit in us is not perfected yet. It continues from day to day. And we will need to continue with the Holy Spirit. The work of the Holy Spirit will need to be continued through us for the whole of our lives. So Christ has done the work to bring us to Himself, make us right with Him. But the Holy Spirit has a work to do. That's why we need, with single-mindedness, just like an athlete, do the same thing. Forget what is behind and run what is ahead. That is what we want to do. I'm sorry that my slides are all messed up because of the change I just did quickly to put words for the song, but here is a slide here of another discipline, and the part in the bottom was telling us, with this goal in mind, I strive toward the prize. There are two words that keeps coming to us this morning in that text. Goal and prize. And that is important for us to maybe make a little distinction of these words this morning. The goal is the finish line. We are running, but we are going to reach out to the finish line. So there's a goal. We must run. We must persevere. We must make every effort. We must work hard. We must do our best. We must give ourselves to it. With that goal in mind, I strive toward the prize. So the goal is the reaching out of the final line, the time when we will be declared a winner. Wonderful. But the prize is that moment when you and I, as overcomers, we will receive the award from the Lord Jesus. There is an award, a medal, a prize, a crown, call it whatever you want to call it. But it is going to be given to the overcomers. It is going to be given to the winners, to those who ran well, to the end. And that's an amazing prize. This is, think about what the prize will be like. What is the prize? Paul mentioned it in this text this morning. The prize is a call of God. It's God's heavenly call. It is offered in Christ Jesus. Jesus won that prize for us. It is awaiting us. But to obtain it, we must, with single-mindedness, as an athlete, run or race to the end, compete, jump the highest. Why do high jumpers always seek to go higher? Just a tiny bit higher, to overcome, to go above what they've already achieved, to break their own records, to do better again, this strive. Why do they need to jump higher? Why do they continually need to focus? Why they never stop training and jumping and practicing? Because their goal is right here in their mind. It's right here in their mind. Their dream, it motivates them. It's the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And that, if you think about that prize, it includes all the benefits, the promises that God has in mind when He saved us. Think about it. Just take a moment. Pause here and think about the promises of what Christ won for us. God has promised us the goal of our salvation. It includes our salvation, our forgiveness of our sin. It includes, as we walk our race, to become like Christ. That's important. It's part of our daily life. And it includes becoming joint heir with Christ, the inheritance awaiting for us. It includes a home in heaven, a fellowship with God, a seat at the banquet, a celebration, an eternal celebration in God's presence, and countless other spiritual blessings. And how is it done? Again, it is through aiming high. It is one thing to say for you and I that we are aiming high, but it would make very little difference if we don't give it little effort, or if we have quit doing our best. So that this is an exhortation for you this morning. Aim higher. Why do Lighthouse exist? Why do churches exist? It is for the training. It is for the equipping. It is for the encouragement for all of us Christians to live that life that God has called us to. We are involved in that this morning. So we cannot be lazy over that. We cannot quit. We cannot just give a little effort. We cannot lose our focus. James tells us that be doers of the word, not hearers only. Because we know if we are only hearers, we will forget everything. But those who practice the word of God, live according to God's will for us, they will be blessed in all of their activities. And this is what we want to do this morning. I was reading a commentary on Paul being conformed to Christ, this desire to aim higher for him, how passionately he, is devoting himself as a follower of the one who died on the cross for him. And you know, Paul has a lot of good reason why he should forget what is behind. Look at what he was just before he became a Christian. A persecutor, a murderer. The one who put and agreed and was a witness to Stephen's murder. So he has a good reason to put ahead. But why is he focusing so much, making it so important that he will strive, he will do his best, he will press on? The commentators were saying that perhaps Paul would have felt embarrassed to meet Stephen in heaven if he had not come by any more comfortable route than martyrdom. Because he put people into to become martyrs, so he would not choose any other way to go to heaven but that same way for him. So for him, giving his best was very, very important. Another Bible commentator says it in this way: many Christians are satisfied at paying a cost without shedding of blood. They are willing to give away what they don't really need. Their gifts are detached things. It's not really so important for them. And surrendering them necessitates no bleeding. So it's not a big deal. But to pay a price, to be a follower of Christ. Hudson Taylor, a missionary to China that we know and admire for his zeal, says it in this way: there is a needs be for us to give ourselves for the life of the world. Fruit bearing involves cross bearing. Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it will remain alone. We know how the Lord Jesus became fruitful. Not by bearing his cross only, but by dying on the cross. How much do we know about this kind of fellowship? The fellowship of the cross. Of not only carrying the cross, but giving our all to Christ. There are not two Christ, Hudson Taylor continues to say. An easy-going Christ for easy-going Christians, and a suffering, toiling Christ for exceptional believers. There is only one Christ. Are we willing to abide in Him and bear fruit? So that's why we close with these words of Paul: but I press on. I press on. Because Paul realized, like you and I this morning, that we have not arrived yet. There was only one option open for him. He had to press on. There was no turning back for him. So let me, in closing, ask you this questions that I have asked previously as we finish. Why do high jumpers always seek, strive, and need to jump higher? What will happen if they don't continually focus and train and count their steps and remember them and continue to increase their height, the maximum, and to go beyond their own personal record? Their goal, again I repeat it, is here in their mind, the dream which motivates them. So what do you have here this morning? What do you have here set in your mind as your goal? What are you living for? What are your prayers aimed at? What are you willing to sacrifice to achieve your goal? Are you willing to run? I want to show you a last picture because that's an awesome picture. The text is not clear again because it changed color, but the picture tells it high. Look at this athlete. Look at his face. This actually is a French-Canadian Olympian who won a guitar a prize. He won the gold medal. He overcome. He ran higher. He aimed higher. And look at his face. The joy. And this express how you and I will jump in the presence of the Lord. So as we close with a word of prayer, we'll ask Brother Stephen to maybe prepare a song that we will not have the word on this morning, but it will be an easy song. Maybe we will call on the word for you. So let's pray this morning. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you this morning for this strong reminder from our Apostle Paul that we admired, we looked up to as one of our Christian heroes. We have looked at some of the athletes on the slide this morning. We see the face of this joy, extreme joy, this great moment. And we cannot but think this morning at this awesome joy when we will reach out to Jesus in heaven this morning, that day. We will see Jesus. We will be there. The price of our salvation, the reward of our faith. Lord, we want to keep that in our mind. Set it in our mind. And with singleness of heart, do our best. Strive, run, jump higher this morning. We thank you. We thank you and we commit ourselves this morning. We want to surrender our all to Jesus. We're happy this morning that we have been receiving this heavenly call in Christ Jesus and with all the awesome promises of that. So, for this anniversary that you will celebrate next week in Lighthouse, and for all those of you who are looking to this live show this morning, wherever you are in the world, we are the followers of Christ. Yes. We are the athletes of the kingdom of God. We are those who strive to reach higher for the glory of God. And we do it with joy. We do it from our own will. We are highly motivated. The Holy Spirit is doing His work in us. We pray. We seek for a new strength day by day. And we thank you, Lord, for how awesome you are. We come to you to taste and see how good is the Lord. Amen and amen. Amen. Are you ready to sing with us? Join us this morning.
Let's sing the song we usually sing at Lighthouse that never loses its meaning. I'm pressing on higher ground.
I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm by faith on heaven's stable ground.
Well, this is it for us here in Fanling. You have seen some shots of our stone here. Let me close this session with a video that you will be able to watch. I was thinking of that because of the storm. I think this is a very appropriate and uplifting YouTube video that we will play for you. And I hope it will be all connected properly. And let me show you. It's called God My Rock in the Middle of the Storm. So here it is for you. And we will close with that.
You are the strength.
So this is it for us. Have a good day. In spite of the storm, Jesus is with us. He's faithful.
Amen.
And I can rely on Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So in a while, just let me reduce that. We will put the live feed on the YouTube channel, so you will be able to see it again or share it with others. So God bless you. Have a good week, and have a good anniversary Lighthouse next week. Amen. Bye-bye.
You want to say bye?
Bye. God bless.
Bye.
Stay safe.
Happy anniversary.
Time for coffee and cake.
Time for lunch.
Bye-bye.